What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're about to head to Lawrence, Kansas for a couple of minutes to catch up with Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks. They had so much hope, so much promise coming into the season. Rob had a ticket that they were going to make the college football playoff. It has not gotten off to that kind of start. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. Michael, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Is the answer as simple for KU of what's gone wrong? Is it just the quarterback position and they haven't gotten what they expected? Or are there other things that you were seeing wrong with this team?
Yeah, I think sometimes in football it can be kind of simple, right? How important the quarterback position is, and KU just has not gotten the level of quarterback play that I think a lot of people expected going into the year. You know, Jalen Daniels has 6 interceptions. That's more than he had between the 2022 and 2023 seasons combined. Now, granted, he played 12 games between those 2 years, but he's just turned the ball over too much, and it's put KU in some really, really tough positions. And I think you look at the timing of some of the interceptions, right? Both of them have led to scores at the end of the first half, which take momentum that was going KU's way and flip it. And I think for KU, it's a talented team, right? It's a veteran, experienced team, but it is not a team that can overcome your quarterback turning the ball over 2 to 3 times per game. And I think on the bright side, right, the defense has been pretty good. Devin Neal's looked awesome. But if you're debilitated by your quarterback turning the ball over as much as Jalen has, it is really hard to win football games. It doesn't really matter how well you can play in different phases at different times. But right now, I think a lot of what has limited KU during non-con play has been the quarterback position.
Michael, when you're watching him, do you think it's more physical or do you think it's more mental? Because I saw Jalen Daniels play in the game against Illinois last year, and I remember coming on the show and saying he looked like RG3 to me. Like, there was something special about the way that he was moving. Then I watched him play Illinois this year. That was not the same quarterback that we saw play that team just a season ago. And right now, it looks like he is really struggling to read defenses. The confidence is shook. Do you think this is more of a mental problem right now or a physical problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it really is mental, because you can still see throughout the times of games that he still has the talent, right? You see the mobility, right? The 2 runs he had against UNLV last week, right? Showcase, he's still got that speed and mobility. What I think made Jalen so great during 2022 and 23 was his ability to read defenses, make the right throws, and put the throws in an accurate position. What I see right now is a quarterback that's a second late right now on it. And if you look at his interceptions, 2 of them against Illinois, and then, you know, honestly, 2 of them against UNLV. It's a quarterback that's not seeing things as quickly as he should, right? The one at the end of the first half to Quentin Skinner, you know, he should see the safety in the middle of the field who can cover off that seam route to Quentin Skinner. You look at the interception in the second half, right? He should see that there's a linebacker within 5 yards of Trevor Cardell. And so I think so much of it right now is just, I think just it comes down to confidence in your ability to read a defense and being able to get through your progressions quickly. And he just isn't doing that consistently. And so now it's going to be a question of, can he build up his own confidence over the course of 1 or 2 weeks to where, hey, maybe we're talking at the end of October. It looks like the Jalen Daniels that fans have come to see in past seasons.
Let's say that nothing has changed for KU this weekend. He goes on the road. He throws a couple interceptions. KU loses a heartbreaker. Is there a chance that he is replaced at some point in the next, let's say, 14 days?
I don't think so. And I say that because I look at the quarterbacks who are behind him, and you've got guys that I think have bright futures, right? I think Isaiah Marshall is going to be a multi-year starter for KU by the time his career is over, but he's a true freshman. And Cole Ballard is a redshirt freshman, and he had his own turnover issues last year in an offense that was toned down almost entirely to be very basic. And if you want to win football games this year and win consistently, to me, Jalen is the guy you got to roll with. And you got to figure out what is limiting him right now and his getting through his reads and reading things correctly and really find ways for him to be able to get through this. And so whether that means you pivot to more being all right, we're going to move to be a very ground-focused team and maybe build more off play action and do more just straight-up deep shots instead of trying to be this 50-50 balance team, I think that might be a more maybe realistic pivot than seeing a quarterback change made for KU.
Last thing here quickly, Michael. Do you have them winning this weekend? Do you have them going on the road and beating West Virginia?
Oh, this screams one-score game to me, and I still haven't come to grips with what I'm going to pick here because it was a game going into the year. I thought, you know, I had KU starting 3-0 and losing this game in Morgantown. And this is a backs against the wall game. And I think West Virginia's defense is there to be gotten. It's just going to come down to how well Jalen plays, and maybe having Jim Zabrowski on the field will help him. So I'm still on the fence with this one. I might be going back and forth until I kind of finish my prediction tomorrow. But I think for the show right now, I'll be positive and I'll go with KU's going to win in a one-score game.
That is Michael Swain joining us on the show today, taking 5 minutes to talk about the Jayhawks as they go on the road to play West Virginia this Saturday. Michael, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.